A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is Nathan Prell. I'm doing a little introduction to the episode this week. Thank you everybody for your support on the podcast. And I hope you enjoy this episode. It is me and Kyson. Brooks wasn't able to hang out with us this day, but we talk about our friend James and just go through all the segments, and I hope you enjoy it. It's a little bit bad, you know, like the sound. Kyson kept setting things next to the phone, so my phone just went off. So it gets a little loud at points and stuff, but I hope you enjoy it. And before we go into it, I'm just gonna play a little thing. My dad had some comments on it, so I recorded his comments, and I'm gonna put that right before the episode. So enjoy. This is episode 2 of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. All right, Dad, what did you think of the first episode?
It was okay. Too much cussing. So you can't cuss. If you're going to cuss, make it with you telling a story. So the cussing word emphasizes the story, not just say, motherfucker. Okay? And Kyson, this one's to you. You are gay. You just don't know it yet.
All right, so that's what my dad thinks about the podcast.
Kidding, I can't find a chord to go after that, but
what the hell,
you know,
what the hell with Nathan Prell.
Sorry,
there's a cricket naturally around. It probably won't record that.
It didn't pick that up. There's no way it picked it up,
but there was a cricket naturally in that silence,
and that just
that was amazing. Shall we open our drinks for the podcast here?
I don't think I can do it. Yeah, I got a bottle, everybody. I got a screw top.
No, it's not. Hey, you need a...
Pop top, here we go.
Yeah. Don't spill that on my stuff. We would have some subs. All right, people are not going to enjoy those noises. Especially when you throw my keys right next to the recording device. All right! Well, quite an opening, wasn't it? Welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm Nathan Prell. What a surprise.
What a surprise, people.
Here with me today is my co-host, sometimes, Kyson Sheehan.
What's up, everybody?
Everybody give him an applause.
And that's normally how it is, even when there's people around.
Sadly, that is the truth.
Yeah. I wasn't very popular in high school. So, I'm still in high school, and I'm still not popular, and there's no
yeah,
way
that's
I
a,
can fix that.
That's a current thing that's happening.
Yeah, still a current thing.
Yeah. So, let's go straight into it.
Ugh.
You watching anything? Listening to anything cool?
I was actually gonna ask you if there have been recent How I Met Your Mother episodes.
Yeah.
You have them recorded?
Deleted them today.
I'll kill you.
I'm sorry. I just watched them a few hours before you came over.
I will kill you.
I didn't know you needed to watch them. Don't you record it at your house?
No.
Well, what the heck? You used to, didn't you?
No.
How have you been watching it?
Your house.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, so sorry. You want me to tell you what happens?
No. You tool.
I'm sorry.
Also, New
Girl.
It's
not
the
finale,
though. New Girl
I am behind on New Girl. I'm a couple weeks behind on New Girl.
What was the last episode you ended on? I feel like we should not be giving out spoilers in our podcast, though.
Oh, who cares? I think it was probably just when they kissed.
You're quite a bit behind.
The episode after, like they kissed at the end of the episode, and then there was another episode after that?
Right.
That was the last episode
I saw.
You're
missing quite a bit then.
Yeah, I'm behind.
Yeah.
I'm greatly behind. But I'm caught up on Community. Completely caught up.
Okay.
I got the episodes for this season so far.
You're probably a lot farther than
the finale is tonight. The season finale.
Is it Thursday?
Yeah.
Then it is tonight.
Yeah. So, I heard it's a paintball episode.
I'm going to watch it then.
On the Twitters.
Because I'm alone. And I have some fun stuff to do by myself tonight. Because my parents are not home. My family left me in my house alone while they went to Disneyland. Not bitter about it at all.
You seem a little bit. Why didn't you go with them?
I've just got other priorities right now. Mostly my lady. But I've been having some issues with my dad. So I didn't want
to. Oh, yeah, yeah. You told me that.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not a self-help podcast. Although, if you do find self-help, then you're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome for everything in this podcast, not just the parts where you benefit. So,
if we make you a worse person, you're welcome.
You're welcome. You listening to anything?
I feel like first we should establish that our favorite bands are Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy. Currently, Fall Out Boy is the most prominent thing as they just came out with their new album.
And Panic is touring with them, and what, two people don't have tickets? Us too.
We don't got them tickets.
We don't have any tickets to go see them because they're not coming anywhere near us. I mean, California, but that's a couple hour drive and
yeah,
I don't have that kind of money.
First of all, we don't got the money to buy tickets. Two, if we did have the money to buy tickets, we would not have the money to go drive out and see them.
Yeah.
Sadly. And so I got bills to pay and shit.
That, I'm really depressed about that one. I really want to see them. Fall Out Boy,
I know, they're so good.
Of like my favorite bands, I think Fall Out Boy and Mumford & Sons are the only ones I haven't seen. Because I've seen Panic.
I remember that.
I've seen Fun.
I remember that. I was there.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic
I've seen Fun
concert.
Twice, because they opened for Panic.
They opened
when I saw
for Panic.
Panic,
yep.
And I've seen Of Monsters & Men.
Okay.
You know what? There's a lot of bands that I haven't seen, my favorite bands, because there's also Skinny Lister, which I missed by a month, or 2 months. They were here in March at a 21 and over only venue, and I turned 21 on the 9th frickin' 10th of this month.
Which is terrible. That's terrible.
2 months. I missed by 2 months, and they're going back to England. I don't even know when the hell they're going to be back out here.
It's okay. Flogging Molly is really good, though. I have a lot of good memories with their music.
Yeah, but I don't care for them, I care for Skinny Lister.
Oh.
Because they're really cool. Are you listening to anything else?
Lately I've been listening to a lot of heavy bass new rap.
And what's the difference?
Between what?
Between old rap and new rap.
New rap is more about having money and shit, and it's really annoying. I really don't. A lot of people will tell you this, like, oh, I don't listen to the lyrics, the beat's cool. But honestly, I try to drown out the lyrics with the beats.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of rap music, but I can appreciate a beat if the beat's good.
Mm-hmm.
But not a big fan of rap music. Mm-hmm.
Moving into a funnier segment.
Yay! This one I like to call bop 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 bop
do, do, do.
What I'm playing when I poop.
Yeah.
All right.
That
picked
worked
up,
out better than expected.
Picked up my old Animal Crossing game for my DS. It's a fun game.
Fun game.
But frickin' Tom frickin' Nook won't frickin' sell me a frickin' shovel.
How are you supposed to get the golden shovel without a shovel?
Exactly! I can't. I can't dig up any fossils or the weird cactus things. I can't plant my coconuts that washed up
on
the shore.
How are you supposed to do things that you're supposed
Those
to
coconuts
do?
Are worth 500 each. And I can't. He's not selling a shovel, so I can't.
Money.
I can't plant it and get and start a coconut orchard. How am I supposed to freaking make any money and pay off my house?
I'm sorry, did you say orchid?
moving on!
Did you intend to say orchard, but you tried to say orchid, but it was
I intended to
orchid.
Say orchard, and what came out of my mouth was orchid. I don't know why.
I don't know what in my brain connected those together. Is that what you're gonna do?
I got a throat thing in right now.
You're gonna make weird noises on this podcast? Episode number two, you're already making weird noises?
Well,
is that what you're gonna do?
All the other podcasts have weird noises.
You're doing this to me right now? Was this my dream and you're killing it with your weird noises?
I'm not killing it. It's a very nice part of a podcast to have weird noises.
Is it? Is it?
I think it is.
Don't put your bottle right next to the thing. You're gonna make noises. Alright.
Moving on.
Let's talk about a topic.
Where?
I really need to start planning out these topics before we get into it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't plan a thing for the first episode I recorded by myself. So I just rambled on about podcasts for like 15 minutes. That was probably boring. That's why no one's heard the pilot episode. And then last episode, we just talked about how we met.
Right.
People
know me.
People know you.
I'm kind of a big deal.
We can, let's talk about our buddy who's coming back.
Mr. James Cotola. Is that him right there?
It was James Cotola. He messaged me on Facebook. He said, I'm sorry, because I was upset that he's not going to be here tomorrow.
Bitch better be sorry.
James Cotola left us about 4 years ago? No, way longer than that.
Oh, man. It was on Brooks' birthday.
5 years.
Before, I think a year before we moved.
No, it was, it would have been, because he went all through high school, and he's done 1 year of the thing, so 5 years. It's been 5 years since he left us.
Man.
Jeez.
Long time.
Really long time.
Still beat the shit out of him, though.
Yeah, James was our best friend. Best friend. But we got in so many fights with that kid.
So many fights.
Oh, man. Me and James, if he wasn't at my house, we were on the phone playing RuneScape. Or Battle for Middle Earth.
Yep.
We were weird kids. But that kid, we would get in arguments
over the
and
the stupidest shit.
And we would break up for like, sometimes it would be days, sometimes it'd be hours. I think there was a point in time where we were broken up for like a month.
I remember that month.
That was a terrible time in my life.
Ugh.
A very, very dark period. And
this
then...
This is news, actually. People, this is news to me.
You didn't know?
I didn't know that you had problems that week or that month.
Oh, I always have problems.
I knew you had problems.
Because you were never allowed to come outside and play. My only other friend in the neighborhood is James, and I'm not talking to him for a month? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that happened.
And then he freaking moves on Brooks' birthday. So we don't celebrate Brooks' birthday.
Oh, yeah.
We remember when James left us.
We celebrate James's years here.
Yes. And let me tell you, in my teenage to adult life, I have cried thrice.
Three times, people, for those of you who are not up to date with terminology.
One time was when James left.
Yes.
It was like a week later. I sat in the back of my dad's truck, like in the bed of the truck, and just cried for like 15 minutes. That was really emotional for me. You guys are getting real deep into my psyche right now with me telling you that I cried about James leaving.
Yeah.
I love that kid. I love that kid. But now he's coming back.
So, he's no been, more crying.
He
no
went
more
over,
being a baby
no,
back bitch.
He went to the Naval Academy over in Rhode Island. And now he's coming back.
Yep.
At the beginning of June. He's going to be back here, and he's going to be on the podcast. Future guest, James Cotola.
Very excited, people. Be pumped.
He is an interesting person.
For those of you that are very politically avid, you will be irritated by this man.
Oh, so irritated. He, I don't even know what political party he is.
He's Democrat. Very Democrat.
Are you sure? Because he argues any point given to him.
I know he's not Republican. I almost want to say liberal. He's pretty liberal.
Yeah, I don't know. This kid, man, anything he'll argue about. But back at, like, some happy times, remember what we used to do hanging out with James?
Well, there are a couple of things we used to do.
We used to...
Moving on.
Maybe I got a text. Kyson sneezes my ringtone, guys. Kyson used to live in the cul-de-sac. It's just down the street from my house. And we would run around that cul-de-sac with, like, sticks that we found.
We just in, like, the construction out of each other.
In, like, the construction near our house, we found sticks from old trees and stuff. And we would just play fight with them. But we got intense.
I think Brooks cried at least four times.
Oh, Brooks cried so much. Brooks often got kicked out of our games because he was crying, and his dad would say,
"If you can't play with the big if you can't play with the big boys, you can't play with the big boys." You know, it was pretty redundant, but it had more of a solid effect.
Yes, but so Brooks was like. Brooks wasn't very good at sword fighting. Let's just say that.
Awful.
But we had some pretty intense stuff out there.
We got really MacGyver with that shit, though.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We got so good at making swords out of
I still shit. Have them in the garage.
Oh, yeah, I see them.
They're all taped up. We made, like, a long sword. I had a great sword. We made, like, a magic staff. Mm-hmm. We had great imaginations back then.
Yeah, we did.
I still have one. You don't.
Shut up.
You cannot stay focused for longer than a second.
Is that my fault?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because all them drugs you did back in the day.
Yep.
Destroyed your mind. A mime is a terrible thing to waste.
Yes. That is absolutely correct. If you have an advantage to take it... I'm done with my thought. If you have, I don't know what I want to call it, the opportunity to take advantage of a mime, take it, people. Take that mime to town.
Do you know what I was referencing?
A mime is a terrible thing to waste? No, I have no idea.
Robin Hood Men in Tights. Come on.
Oh, man. It's been a while, man.
You can sing the whole Men in Tights song, but you don't remember when the king says a mime is a terrible thing to waste?
Nope. Nope, not at all.
How could you do this to me?
I'm sorry. You know what? I was going to make another reference, but it didn't fit. I was going to have to do... It was going to have something to do with D.E.D. Dead, but...
Yeah.
You D.E.D. Dead. Dead.
No. And he'll be D.E.D.
Dead.
Yeah, that's... Come on, man.
I wasn't trying to nail the reference. I was just trying to get it out there, so people knew what it was.
Why don't you just try a little bit better next time?
You know what? You know what? You know what?
What?
You know what? The next time you make a reference, you better hope that people know what you're talking about, so you don't look stupid.
Oh. Is that a threat? Are you threatening me right now? I will fight you.
If you people can't see me, which I know you can't, I was looking around to make sure that Nathan is talking to me right now, because I know he doesn't want to fight me.
I will fight you.
Fight me!
Okay.
Ow, he's punching me. Don't punch me. You don't want this. You don't want this.
Kick in the shin.
You don't want this to happen.
Kick in the shin.
Be very sure that this is the...
I kicked the bottle. We're going to be done with that. My room is not big enough to have a fist fight.
Goodness Lord.
So you guys just heard a fist fight. I was the clear winner. Clear winner of that fist fight.
Because I didn't want to hurt him.
But I still won. So those keeping track at home, one for Nathan, negative one for Kyson.
Why do I get negative one?
That's how points work. Would take 1 point from you to give to me.
But I didn't have a point, so I just get zero.
So you get negative 1 point. We took you, you had zero.
No,
we took one from your stash, and now you owe the bank.
That.
You owe the bank a point.
No, if you have 0 points and you have 0 points, if you try and take away points from one person to give to the other person, if that's how the points
system works, lost.
Nobody will ever get points.
You lost, so you lose 1 point.
What you're doing is you're being America right now. You can't take money where there's no money. You can't just make money out of
thin air. No, you're negative 1 point, I'm plus 1 point. Silent stares aren't good for podcasts, Kyson.
You know what? Moving on. Next segment.
No, I want to talk about our movies.
Oh, God.
What was that one? What was that one we made?
Mentally challenged folk in space or something? No. Something really politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It wasn't like we were pretending to be retarded or mentally challenged.
It's just that it was so dumb.
Yeah.
It was like we were.
Yeah, that was a pretty sad one. But what was the other one? Space Epic.
Space Epic. Yeah, that was so good.
It was a ripoff of Star Wars. But we don't have props. So scooters were our
nope.
Spaceships.
Sometimes we would convert those into cannons of some sort.
Yeah. We had knee pads on our shoulders.
Yep.
And towels as capes.
Yep.
Some of us had helmets.
Very
or hats
few.
On.
Showed your high rank.
Yeah. The main character's name was Hero. The villain was Emperor. Real original.
That was
the worst piece of crap ever filmed.
And I had an editing software with my camera that I got for Christmas. And we edited it, and it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
I took us, we held a ball, and then I turned the brightness on real high on the camera so that you couldn't see it, and then I smacked the ball out of my hand because we blew up the planet.
It was like a really crappy old 70s movie.
Look, we didn't have money for effects, okay?
Nope.
We were just a couple of high school kids. Well, I was in high school.
We were...
You guys were in
middle school. Yeah.
I was in, like, ninth grade.
We were all pretty relatively close to age, so...
That was a sad time in all of our lives.
Yeah, it was.
Because we thought we were cool.
We thought we were the shit.
We weren't. We were not the shit.
Oh.
All right. You ready for the next segment?
Let's move on.
All right. Bam, 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 boom. Something you don't know about us. Kyson, what's something that we don't know about you?
Let's see. I have size 13 feet. I also like long walks on the beach.
You're making a joke out of this very serious segment, and I don't appreciate it right now, Kyson.
Nate, podcasts are jokes. Podcasts are jokes.
I'm sorry, what? Do we need to fight again?
Podcasts are made so people laugh.
No, yes. No, this is a funny... comedic sort of a podcast.
Yes.
We will be making jokes.
Right.
But this segment is the most serious segment on this podcast. And you're telling me about your shoe size?
I will remember that you said that this is the most serious segment. And if you say that again throughout this podcast, I'm going to call you on your bullshit.
Now, this is the most serious segment.
All right. What you don't know about me? What you know about Dad? I don't like Mexican food.
What?
I don't like Mexican food. Taco Bell is the exception, but it's not real Mexican
food. Yeah, it's not real Mexican food. You don't like Mexican food?
Nope.
Tortilla soup. You don't like tortilla soup? Get out of my home! And you're gonna be living with me for like 4 months?
Yep.
Get out of here! You don't like Mexican food.
Do you want me to finish the podcast first?
Yes. I would appreciate it if you stuck on the podcast with me till the end of this episode before you got out of my home in this town.
Alright.
You don't like Mexican food?
No, I hate it.
What about it?
I don't like to drink the grease off of my food before I have to eat it. I don't like having a beverage on my food.
But you love Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. is different. Carl's Jr. is American food. Carl's Jr., but classic American food.
Loaded with grease. You like McDonald's?
I love McDonald's.
Loaded with grease.
Dry food, though. It's dry.
That.
Other than their fries, their soda is terribly watered down.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is.
You need to get the high C now.
Yeah, good thing we're not looking for McDonald's to sponsor us.
Ayo!
Ayo! Alright, something you don't know about me.
Yes.
The only thing that comes to mind right now is something I talked about on the very first episode that I recorded that no one will ever hear, which is that I'm terrified of public restrooms.
Like, to where you, start shaking?
No, but I can't go. Like, if we go to the, if we go to the movies or something.
Right.
And I've got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
If there's someone else in the bathroom with me, I will not be able to pee. Don't even consider the poop. I can't even do that.
I don't do that in public either.
Oh, I hate that. Cannot stand it.
But like,
It takes me like a minute to even just get psyched up enough to be able to pee if I know someone else is in the bathroom.
That's weird, dude.
I know.
You're weird.
I've only used the bathroom at your house, like, twice.
You've only been to my house, like,
no, I've been to your house a bunch of times. But over the past 9 years, I've only ever used a bathroom at your house 2 or 3 times. Over 9 years. Man. And you shower in my bathroom.
Like, daily.
No, not daily. You're not here that often.
Well,
but still,
if I'm here, I will shower for every day that I'm here.
I trust Chris with my life, but I have yet to use his bathroom in his apartment.
Never used Christopher Campbell's bathroom.
Nope. Never once.
Christopher Campbell, also another guest going to be soon
on
the show.
Yeah, future guest on the show. He's one of our best friends.
Fantastic person.
Very funny. Every single thing he says is a quote from a movie.
Gotta be. A fantastic
Okay, 95% of what he says is a quote from a movie.
What a character.
5% is other.
And the other 5%?
No, that's
original
it.
Christopher Campbell.
No, I said 95%.
That's the joke. That's the joke. No, 95%
just,
movie quote,
no,
5%
just,
other,
your math
5%
is
Chris.
Wrong. You just have bad math.
5% Chris, 5% other.
Do we have plans for a logo?
No. Yeah, probably should get that done.
Oh, yeah, we should. See, we're recording this podcast a couple hours after I was told that I'm going to be a podcast.
Preemptively.
So, no, we do not have plans for a logo. What's our logo going to be?
I don't know. Probably should plan that out.
Will it just be, should we just draw ourselves?
I don't want to draw it.
Oh, you should draw it. You should draw it like how you drew us that one time.
I still have those.
With when you drew yourself like all muscly with flowing long hair. It's not true at all.
I'm pretty muscly though.
You're not that muscly.
I wasn't as muscly as I drew me, that's for sure. That was like
don't lie to the podcast audience. They don't know what you look like. If you tell them you're muscly, they're gonna imagine you as muscly. Don't lead them the wrong direction. Okay?
Okay.
Just because I have a six-pack and am able to lift at least 500 pounds doesn't mean that you have to go...
How do you lift 500 pounds? Do you squat it?
All of it.
Power clean?
Any way you can lift.
You bench press it?
Any way you can lift something, 500 pounds.
That's the limit, though. 500 pounds? All the way around?
I can lift over that, but 500 is where I'm comfortable.
And the six-pack, that's...
Almost an 8-pack, yeah.
That's real, that's legit.
Yeah, my muscles are so toned that bullets could probably bounce right off of them.
Like, bounce a quarter right off that shit.
Yeah, and my skin is so golden.
So golden.
It's amazing.
He almost glows, people.
Like,
he glows
my skin like tone.
A woman in love.
My skin tone is so amazing.
So fantastic. I actually got a compliment on it today.
I did, actually.
That's actually a true...
That's a true statement. But I am such a handsome man that I literally have to just push the women off of me.
You just can't go anywhere without them.
I can barely go anywhere without women just... falling at my feet.
I've seen him like facepalm a couple girls. He's just like,
I just gotta push him away. I got things to do. I live a life. I don't have all this time for all the women that are swooning over my gorgeous physique.
Can't do it. Not enough time.
Not enough time in the day.
Nope. There's only 24 hours.
There's slightly more, isn't there? No, there's... It's every... A year is actually 365 and a fourth days. That's what it is. That's what I'm thinking of. That's why we have a leap year. Because a year is 365 and a fourth, so every 4 years...
We need to have a full day.
There's an extra day in that year. That's how it works. Because the years are actually longer than we're saying there.
Learn something new every day, people. Learn something new every day. I need McDonald's. I really want McDonald's now.
We just talked about how greasy it is.
I know.
Disgusting.
That's why I want it.
You're a terrible person. All right. Next segment. Ba 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 da boop ba da 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 da. You came in at the end.
Yeah,
but
it
still worked
out.
It still worked out. So things I like.
What do you like?
I
all the things that you like, though.
I really like Carl's Jr.
Goodness Lord, Carl's Jr.
Were you there that one time? Chris Campbell, our good friend Chris Campbell,
we talked about him earlier.
He said that me and the Sheehans single-handedly keep that business open. And I believe that is true.
That is
I eat
a fact.
Too much Carl's Jr. Too much Carl's Jr. is going into my system.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Prell and the Sheehans single-handedly keep the Carl's Jr. franchise going. Fact.
Yeah, so they better sponsor us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to ask them.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to have one of their little logos on top of our logo, just possibly in the corner or something. If they wanted our logo to be the Carl's Jr. logo...
Oh, they could have it.
They could have it.
They could have it.
As long as we get free food.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's all I'd eat.
That's
if
all
I had free Carl's Jr., that is the only thing
I would
thing
never, ever have to worry about groceries.
Why would you eat anything else?
Why would you need to eat anything
else?
Why would you have to worry about that?
I would quit my job.
That saves... Ooh.
I would quit my job. I live walking distance from a Carl's Jr.
I just walk
to Carl's Jr. every day.
You got other bills to pay, though.
I could sell my car. Where else do I need to go? I get free Carl's Jr.
How are you going to record your podcast?
I'm going to keep a part-time job.
You keep a part-time job.
Don't you already have a part-time job?
I work 36 to 40 hours. It's practically a
full-time.
It's practically full-time, but my stupid company refuses to give anybody full-time.
Right. Makes sense.
So what do you like, huh?
I like, you know, I love food in general. I love Wendy's. Love Wendy's so much. It's so good. Their fries were not made to be eaten alone. Their burgers, you could enjoy them alone. Their fries, not made to be eaten alone. If you eat them in unison with the vanilla Coke that they have with the Freestyle machine made by Coke Products, it is the most delicious thing you will ever devour.
Don't you mean to dip them into a vanilla Frosty?
No. You eat a bite of the burger, then you take 3 to 4 fries, shove them in your mouth, and to wash down the deliciousness that's already in your mouth. I'm drooling here. The deliciousness that's already in your mouth. You drink vanilla root beer.
Well, vanilla root beer is delicious, but I'd rather dip my fries into a vanilla Frosty.
You're making it unhealthy now.
Like it wasn't unhealthy before?
You're pushing limits, though.
You don't dip your fries in Frosties?
I don't purchase Frosty every time I go. I'll be honest.
Well, not every time, but if I have a Frosty, that's the best way. It's the best. I don't go to Wendy's often, so probably every time I go to Wendy's, I get a Frosty.
I don't.
Because you
I
have to dip
have
your fries.
The extra $2 or $3 to get a Frosty.
There's no. Your girlfriend has that card.
I know, and that's.
So you get a tiny little Frosty, which is just enough to dip all your freaking fries in.
I don't always have her card. If we were to live together, then yes, I would always have her card on hand. But I don't.
How often do you go to Wendy's?
I used to go every single night after work when I worked at Cold Stone.
You're gonna be a very fat man.
Oh, dude, that's how I got my high cholesterol.
Yeah, you have too many problems for your age.
Yeah, I've got.
You need to cool it on Wendy's.
Probably lung problems. I've probably got a chemical imbalance in my brain from all the drugs.
Oh, did you bring your pipe?
Yes.
We should smoke some pipe later.
Oh, that pipe. No.
Oh. No, I meant your tobacco pipe. Not your crack
we
pipe
do
or
not,
whatever drugs you're
We do
smoking.
Not support illegal uses of drugs, people. We do not support that.
I have no problems with it.
Oh, bringing up another subject, robo-tripping. The popular Outcast did a segment on robo-tripping. I just kind of grazed over it, but while I was listening, I was reminiscing on all the times that I used to robo-trip. They were the craziest times. I used to just do it by myself. I built up such a dependency to Robitussin when I was robo-tripping that I had to drink 2 to 3 bottles at a time just to feel anything. They were so fun. I can't even smell Robitussin now without even throwing up.
Why would you?
If I look at it, I kind of gag a little bit.
Why would you do that? What does it do?
Destroys your liver.
No, but like, what's the effect that it gives you? It
kind of makes you feel a little loopy.
Just so you know, podcast listeners, which we'll have to think of a name for you guys.
Fans.
Because the popular Outcasts, they call their fans Outcasts. I think the delusional loners call them loners, probably.
Hellions.
What?
Hellions. What the hell
Hellions?
Is name? Hellions.
I don't like it.
Neither do I just don't like the name of the word. Prellions!
Prellions.
Woo! I like the Prellies, though.
The Prellies? What's up, Prellies? It could work. Tweet at me, TheNathanPrell on Twitter. Let me know what you want to be called, fans. Because I know there's at least 3 million of you.
At least.
So, what were we just talking about? Oh, yeah. So, what happens when you do that? What do you do? How much do you have to take of that stuff?
Well, I'm not saying.
Oh,
I'm
anyway.
Not condoning this. I'm not condoning
I just remember what I was trying to say earlier. I, Nathan Prell, have not done really any drugs. I tried weed one time with Kyson.
And I don't consider that a drug.
Nothing really happened with it. I got lightheaded for a couple minutes.
Which is actually not true. He just talked for hours while I wasn't even paying attention to him.
I did not. I had a great idea.
I was dozing off on the TV.
I had a great idea for a sitcom about moles, but we can talk about that one later. Anyway, so there was that small venture, which I haven't done it again, and then we did Salvia.
That was fun.
Twice. I was just... I laughed for a 5 minutes straight, nonstop laughing.
There was nothing. Nothing but laughter.
Just straight laughing.
And if you guys haven't heard it yet in the podcast, Nathan has the most high-pitched, cackly laugh you'll ever hear.
Hold your horses right there, Kyson. I have 50, at least, different laughs.
Oh, and I'm supposed to believe you on that when you wouldn't believe me on my 50 sneezes?
Okay, I have a main laugh, but just ask Chris. He has heard so many different laughs come from me. There's like the, that's like a, that's really funny what you did right there. Someone, there's like, that's like a pun. Like someone says a pun, I'm like, there's lots of laughs. I'm sure you'll start hearing them.
Right.
Anyway, so I haven't really done too much, like, drug out of... I don't like to be out of my head. It's hard for me to get out of my head, and right. I don't like going there. But Kyson has done a ton of stuff.
I prefer that you don't tweet at me, because my parents follow me, and they will get very upset, because I'm still in high school, and I still live with them. Personally, I don't care. I just don't want them to freak out. I don't want to have to deal with it. Follow me on Tumblr. Those days, figure out how to spell it. I'm not spelling it for you right now. I'll spell it another time. Just throw shit in my ass box, and I'll answer any questions that you got. But
we will probably... I thought you said ass box.
My ass box.
That's what I thought you said.
Okay, but anyways.
I don't know how to...
We'll probably cover the drugs that I've done in every week until we run out of shit that I've done.
But anyway, so what...
Back to RoboCoffee. Or robo-tripping, robo-copping, robo-tussing, whatever. However you want to call it. You get really loopy. It's similar to being drunk, but it's different. No matter what, you are a friendly person. You don't get it. It's impossible to get aggressive. You just want to feel things, but it's not to the extent of ecstasy. You just, like... I'm going to bring up a thing that the popular outcast said... You just want to touch your cat. Just go touch your cat.
I hate your cat. You don't want
to
touch your cat?
You don't need to touch my cat, but when you're on Robitussin, you're going to want to touch my cat.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
Okay.
You're going to like the way you feel. I guarantee it.
No, you're going to... I'm going to like the way the cat feels.
That was a subtle...
I know, no, reference. I know. You're like, Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Speaking of which, I just rented a tux from them. Very nice tux.
Oh, yeah, prom. You're going to prom.
I am going to prom.
Is that this weekend?
Next weekend.
Next weekend. My birthday weekend.
Yeah. But we're also partying the weekend after that for your birthday.
Oh, man, is there a party?
You knew about this party.
No, I didn't. What day is it? Aw, shit, I don't have a day off.
How are you supposed to do this then?
I didn't request a day off. Nobody told me what day we're doing it.
I would say Friday night, so you guys could go to church in the on Sunday and not feel like sinners.
Oh, I gotta see if I can try and get the Friday night off. No, I think the girl I work with is gone all weekend. She's going to a wedding. Ooh.
F her wedding. Tell her you can't go to your wedding. No. I got my birthday shit
this
weekend.
She requested it first. No one's told me days. Ah, this is intense.
We can do it the next weekend.
This podcast just got intense. Yeah, talk with the boys.
I'll let him know.
Okay.
What were we talking about again?
I'm going to like the way your cat feels.
Men's Warehouse. I just got a 50% off coupon on my entire purchase. So
the
next time
I
go in. Oh, no. The tuxedo that I'm renting was $170.
Oh, wow. That's more expensive than the tux for the wedding.
Yeah.
We paid $120, I think.
I'm getting a very nice tux.
We had a nice tux, too.
It's very nice, though. Anyways. And I'm also a Perfect Fit member, so they've got all my measurements. If I want to make a special order suit, they just got it.
That's cool. all the money we're going to make from this podcast, I'm going to be loaded with suits.
Oh, I just love suits. I love wearing suits.
I wear vests.
Those of you that don't understand our obsession with suits, watch How I Met Your Mother. Pay attention to the character Barney. You'll understand.
But we don't actually own suits because we're poor.
We are very poor.
But I do own so many vests.
So many vests.
I wear practically only dress shirts.
Yep. He's the poor man's version of wearing, getting suited up.
Pretty much. Pretty much. I have ties and vests and suspenders. I like the way I look in suspenders.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather wear suspenders than belt. I'll tell you that right now.
I'd rather wear a belt.
I don't
But I will wear suspenders to complement the belt.
The belts, I don't know. I don't really like all belts. Anyway, prom. What are you doing for prom?
Well, we are getting a limo. That is very expensive.
Whoa.
Like $570 for the whole night.
Holy crap.
It's not just the two of us. We have a party.
Okay.
And it's going to be $65 a person, which isn't that expensive, but everybody's like getting all weird about it.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Exactly.
Going into prom, you know it's an expensive thing.
Everybody knows prom's expensive.
You expect it. And we're going to dinner at this place called Serendipities.
Oh.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, it's a really good...
apparently they have great desserts.
It's an ice cream place, yeah. It's really good, but kind of expensive.
Huh.
Out on the strip, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I went there one time when... Last year, at some point, when... Can't remember his name at all.
That's weird.
The drummer from a band in Kansas. I don't remember his name.
Right.
He came out here to, like, see Britney for the first time.
Okay.
And so we went down to the strip, and it was me, Chris, Aubrey, I think maybe Jeff was there. No, Nate and Laura. It was me, Chris, Aubrey, Nate, and Laura, and we went down there, and we were supposed to meet up with Brittany, but we didn't. But we got Serendipities, which was really good. I didn't get anything, but I had some of what Chris and Aubrey got, and it was delicious.
Huh. Looking forward to it now.
Yeah.
And then we're going to prom at the World Market Center, which apparently is supposed to be really nice. I'm really excited to see my lady in her dress. And I'm going to just be dressed to the nines.
Wait, your prom is at the World Market Center?
Yeah, it's going to be on the 60-something floor. Whatever.
I didn't know they had, like, a ballroom.
Neither did I. But
I thought they were a furniture wholesale or something.
You thought they were a furniture wholesale?
Isn't that what they do? What do they do?
I
don't know what that building is for.
Neither do I, dude.
It just popped up one day and was like, oh, hey, that's a thing. I never known what that building is for.
Mm-mm. Me neither.
I thought it was furniture.
Huh. Mm. Anyways. We were supposed to get a room at the Aria, but...
You were going to stay on the strip, too? After all that crap, you were going to stay on the strip?
Yeah. Dude. We were going to get the room at a discount because my friend's sister works at the Aria. She was going to get us a room for, like, $80. It's going to be real cheap, but... she fell out on it and didn't want to do it anymore, so we're probably just going to call it a night. Okay. But the main problem is... We are not 21, so we can't check into a room because of the gambling.
Good point.
So,
casinos.
And I don't want to take her to, like, a cheap motel, because that's just really not classy, and that puts off a really bad image.
Yeah. I would say you can come here, but I don't want you doing that kind of stuff in my house.
Right. So, I thought about just going to, like, the Embassy Suites, because that's where I stayed in Texas when I was working the color run. The nicest hotel I've ever been in.
Do they clean the sheets?
Yes.
All right, good.
They need to clean the sheets.
Some people will get that. It's a reference to the Todd Glass show. You don't listen, so you don't know. Don't fake laugh at me. Don't you dare fake laugh at me. I'll murder you.
No, you won't. Because then you won't have a co-host, and then you won't have a best friend.
No,
then you'll be shit out of
life. No, because James is coming back into town in a couple weeks.
He's not going to be the same. I've been here for you for years, man.
I can drop you in a second.
I don't need you.
I don't need any of any of you.
Anyways, what's our time anything? Running right now?
I have no clue.
We've been talking for quite some time.
We're on 48. We still let's push through these last segments.
Okay, cool.
Man, we have just been rambling today.
Speed round.
Something somebody did that you didn't quite understand.
Shit. Oh God, I hate people driving. I was driving behind this guy on my way up here, and he just kept like a 4-car distance between him and this other guy that was way in front of him, and he just kept like pumping the brake, and I was like, "What are you doing?" So I like swung around him, and he like got in front of me again, and I was like, "Are you kidding me, dude?" So I kind of tried to swerve around him, and eventually I got past him, and I was just like, "Boom!" flipping the bird. And I just, like, sped past him, and I was not having it. He was going, like, 45 on the freeway.
45 on the freeway? Which freeway?
95.
45?
Yeah.
You kidding me? I go, like, 70
I know.
On that freeway.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, man, I hate people. Let's see, somebody did that I didn't quite understand.
Go. Speed round. Speed round.
Oh, you know what I didn't quite understand?
What?
I was supposed to take a girl out on Tuesday night. Okay, she told me to call her.
Right.
Okay, when I get off work.
Okay.
If I didn't call her, she was supposed to call me.
Right.
I called her. Didn't answer.
That's weird.
Did not call me back.
She hasn't called you back since?
Nope.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's not cool.
Not cool at all. So that's something that somebody did that I didn't quite understand. Next topic.
Speed round.
Things Brooke says... I haven't seen him in a couple days, so what's something Brooks has said?
That kid just said some dumb shit, man. Well, recently, he just got a girlfriend. Has he told you about this?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, this girl
everyone
is like
at home, keeping notes, Brooks has girlfriend.
Right, and this girl is like my little sister. She dances with my girlfriend, so I'm pretty protective over her, and I was like, Brooks, I'll stomp on your nuts if you hurt her. So, just made that very clear in the beginning. But he... It's not something necessarily that he said, but he didn't. It's something that he did, you know. I go to Emily's dance studio to hang out with her for a couple hours because that's basically the only time I get to spend with her. And I was like, Brooks, are you coming to hang out with your girlfriend too? Because she's going to be there. And he was like, nah, man, I got to hang out with the main nigga Brooks. Or main nigga Marcus, which is our cousin.
He'd rather hang out with your
that's
cousin.
That's what I said.
Who he sees all the time. Rather than his girlfriend?
Who he just got, who he cannot piss off.
Oh, Brooks, well...
I know. Oh, for those of you that don't know...
We call him Brooksville.
Christopher Campbell. Fantastic man we talked about.
You know, we could just save that for when Christopher Campbell's on here.
Okay.
We're on a speed round right now.
Speed round, here we go.
So, Brooks said he'd rather hang out with your cousin than his girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Isn't that swell? Something bad?
Oh, shoot. I have to do a dialectical journal by the end of the month or I'm going to get an F. Oh!
You're getting an F. Something good.
This week is the last week of vocabulary that...
What's a dialectical journal?
I don't know. That's the problem.
Okay, something good.
I get paid on Tuesday and I just found out I'm getting paid for the color run on the 20th, 2 days after prom, but I'm going to borrow the money from my mom so she can pay it forward. Then I'll pay her back. Then I need to pay my bills at the end of the month. Yeah! In that swell.
Doesn't sound
that
good, but okay.
That sounds really negative.
All right. Let's see, something good or something bad.
You got nothing?
Got nothing. Nothing bad happened.
I feel like it's nice that we're slowing down here. We're kind of rushing things.
Yeah. Something good?
Back to
something good? Got a freaking podcast.
Got a freaking podcast.
Got a freaking podcast.
We got accepted into the network.
The most...
prestigious.
The most prestigious network of podcasts that there will ever possibly be. The Popular Outcast Productions.
I
can't say enough good things about them.
It's fantastic.
Bill, Jeff, and Mike are possibly the three greatest men in the world.
All right.
And I'm not just kissing their asses right now. I mean it sincerely.
Speed round. Go.
Oh, what happened to my D&D campaign?
Oh,
so,
I don't know about this.
I know. So, recently, me and a couple guys from work started playing D&D every Wednesday. We
Dungeons
go to,
and Dragons.
We go to, yeah, Dungeons and Dragons. We go to B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Love that place.
On Wednesdays, we'll go at like 10:30, because I usually have off on Wednesdays, Jamie usually has off on Wednesdays, and then Richard will get off at like 10 or so. So we go down there. We're running two campaigns at once. So we switch off so it's not on one person every week. So Richard runs one campaign and I run another one. So yesterday, it was my turn. I put the party up against two tough of enemies. I started off, I put them up against wraiths.
Right, okay, tough shits.
They couldn't fight it, but they were with some guards from the town, and the commander had a magic weapon, and he was able to slay the wraith.
Right.
So, by the time they get to this bandit stronghold where they're heading, I gave them stuff so they were able to affect, their weapons could affect the wraith, but there was only a 50% chance of hitting and stuff.
Right.
We go up against two wraiths, no problem. None of us even get hit from the wraiths. We get into the stronghold, and me, being the brilliant dungeon master I am, throw them up against sixth wraith. Wraith. There's four of us. Okay, four of us. We are all level 3. Wraiths are a challenge rating of 5 each. And it was against 6. We took out 2. I accidentally killed the entire party. But I was I was like, no, that's fine though, because I can make this even cooler. So things are about to get real interesting. I drew out some stuff. What they got themselves into was a little something I like to call the Vile Tower. Tower made completely of steel up in the mountaintops.
Okay.
They're going to awake from their death that they just experienced in a huge pool. See, like this?
Right.
A huge pool of a strange red liquid, which they saw some bandits drink and they turned into wraiths.
Okay.
And in the center is a large kind of a pyramid type of thing, and on the top is a throne with a bunch of tubes with, like, some fluids in it and a bunch of wires connected to a freaking mind flare.
Oh.
A mind flare. A super powerful mind flare.
I fucking hate mind flares.
Oh my god, mind flares are the freaking worst. So that's what they're going to wake up to. And then as they have to, like, descend the tower.
Right.
Look at this tower drawing I drew. Fantastic. Pretty wicked.
It's beautiful.
Blood Hulk fighters.
Oh, God.
I looked up, they're in one of the later monster manuals. These things are, like, bloated humans. Like, they're filled with blood.
Okay.
So they're, like, just super fat and red and stuff.
Ew.
And every slashing or piercing damage that you do deals extra damage because they're fragile. So there's just so much blood. Because it's, like, the whole thing is kind of... There's a lot of blood.
Right. They're
the Blood Drake bandits. They all carry bloodstone amulets and rings. Like, right. The commanders have bloodstone amulets, which have an empathetic link to the rings for easier command. And then the amulets, the characters don't know this, but the amulet has a empathetic link to the crown that the Mind Flayer will wear.
Right.
So that he knows he can kind of command all of the bandits. But
spoilers, everybody.
My people are not going to listen to my podcast.
Oh, I know, but we are getting exclusive spoilers.
Yes, this is me being the dungeon master. So it's blood, and then so there's the Blood Hulk, or the Blood, what do I call them?
Blood Hulks.
Yeah, the Blood Hulk fighters. So lots of blood. The leader of the bandits is kind of a hybrid lich.
Right.
He's kind of still half human, but he's so corrupted from the Mind Flayer's, like, powers that he's kind of a lich.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty cool. And it's going to be pretty intense. They're going to be surprised by the turnaround that this campaign takes. Because I am a great dungeon master, and even though I killed the party, I can turn this thing right back around.
You better hope you can.
I hope I can. I like Richard's campaign, though, because I'm a sorcerer, but I have a clockwork arm and only one eye, because I was, the school I was attending was attacked by bandits.
Right.
And I was just a little, you know, a trainee sorcerer, so I wasn't able to really defend myself, so I lost an arm and an eye.
That's terrible. So
My guy's kind of cool. He's kind of badass.
Okay. I'm guessing it's left arm, right eye.
Left arm, left eye.
Hmm.
I'm really hoping that maybe I can get, like, a magical stone or something to replace my eye.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be really cool. I don't know if Richard would be willing to give me anything like that. But so far, he gave me... We found a Dagger of Returning.
Right.
And we found a Master Engineer in the city. And so I gave him my arm so that he can attach the dagger onto my clockwork arm.
Right.
So that I have, like, a dagger launch, and I'll just have a dagger always on my arm.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Huh.
But Richard was upset that I killed the party, so he said he's not going to give it to me. All right, so we're going to go into a song or a poem or something. So we're going to get ready for that, but...
Man.
Last episode, I asked Kaisen if he'd go on a date with me, but today, I'm gonna ask, Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett, will you go on a date with me? I'm gonna wait for that response. And, this has been What the Hell with Nathan Prell. Get ready for a song.
Here we go.
No. No, this can't be true. I'm not even close to through. I have so many words in my head, too many thoughts to go to bed. Words just waiting to be written, but alas, I have been bitten. My mortal enemy returns, and with vengeance, it now burns. For no matter how much I run, it always ends my fun. And how can I be inspired, now that I am tired? My eyes are falling, and sleep is calling. Words can't come to my tongue, my vernacular is on a lower rung. And now it is too late, I've got to just accept this fate. I can no longer stand, my stature is not so grand. My body is sore, I've got nothing more. No, I don't want it to be true, but I guess that now I'm through.